It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, and we're going to begin reading back about the ninth verse in the second chapter. So Matthew chapter 2, verse 9 is where we'll start today. And so please open your Bibles to that area if you can. Otherwise, just carefully listen. We'll read all the scriptures so you can enjoy them. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, and the phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you would like to check our website out, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you'd like to send us an email would be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. I know that was fairly quick and fast, but I hope that you've, each time that I go through those things, I want you to be able to contact us if you desire to, that we can hear from you and know that you hopefully enjoy the study or have any questions about anything. We'd love to help you with that. Now that you've had the opportunity to open your Bibles, we're going to begin now reading in Matthew chapter 2, and we'll begin up here in the, let's go back to the 8th verse, just a little further back, and Matthew chapter 2, verse 8, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, plural, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and then saw there and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." And then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 1 year old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentations and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, 'Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life.' And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judah in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, he shall be called a Nazarene. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you that we can come today and you enjoy this precious study. We've read your wonderful word, your precious living word. Continue to speak to our hearts, dear Lord, please. Guide and lead us each and every day through your word, that your word will be our lighthouse. And it's a book, yes, but it's your word. You have spoken it. You have used men with their direction and the direct leadership, as if the Holy Spirit Himself was penning these from your words. And so, please guide and lead us now, Father, through your precious words. We thank and praise you for the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit as they all minister. As the Son has saved us and the Holy Spirit guides and leads us to the Lord Jesus, your Son, and then on to you, Father. Thank you for the day. Thank you for your precious word. Bring those who do not know you as their Savior to you today, and those, Father, that do know you. Help us to grow each and every day closer to you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. What a joy it is to study the Scripture and to enjoy it each and every day. And so, as we start the study now in the second chapter of Matthew, we are looking at the birth of the Lord Jesus. And as you noticed, when we are reading this and these wise men, the couple of things I want to bring to your attention, and that is he sent them to Bethlehem. All right, back up here just a little bit more. They all the way to verse 2. Where he is born King of the Jews, for we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. We've talked about that. And Herod the king had heard these things, and he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he gathered the chief priests and the scribes together, and then he had inquired of them, demanded of them where Christ should be born, and they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea. And so, isn't it so sad that they knew? It doesn't say they had to go back and look. It says, here's where it's at, no big deal, because, see, they were ignoring the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. So sad. And now Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. Out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule his people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently of what time the star appeared. He wanted to know all the information he could. And again, it wasn't just three men as is portrayed today, and that is kind of taken from the three gifts, but there was a multitude that had come over. And so he sent them to Bethlehem, verse 8, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which was they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Now you notice it's not saying the baby. They're not in a manger. They are no longer there. They're in a home. And they have stayed there, but they are. It's not the portraying of the shepherds and the wise men were not there at the same time. And these men were definitely wise. They did not come and worship Mary for giving birth to this child. They worshiped Jesus. And we need to see that we keep all those things in line and we don't get sidetracked by doctrines of other religions, because we're to worship the Lord Jesus. Mary was a vessel that God was able to use, but there is nothing special other than she was a godly young lady that God chose to use, just as He chooses us to do His service in preaching of His word, in serving Him. We too need to follow His way and will, as Mary did. But that's the end of it. There is nothing special about Mary. Jesus, it's all about Jesus. and the wise men, who did they come and worship? They did not worship Mary. They did not speak to Mary concerning, you know, I want you to relate this to your son. They addressed the Lord Jesus. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, again, they're not in the barn anymore. There's a period of time of 2 to 3 years have passed here in this travel, in this time of coming. And they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Don't miss that. They fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, we need to take a look at that, because gold, of course, speaks of the deity. It always, through the tabernacle, through everything, gold always stands for deity. And so we have that here. They're bringing that. They're acknowledging his position, that he is God. And then the second, the frankincense, it's a fragrance of life, was a statement that's made. And I thought that was very well stated. And so that's frankincense. So we have gold, deity, and then the fragrance of life in frankincense. But then myrrh, of course, stands for death. And so we have all three. What a beautiful picture. And he is God. He has come to bring life. And he is going to die for our sins. And so the very gospel is presented in that 11th verse of chapter 2 of Matthew. Clearly tells us, and it is such a beautiful, beautiful picture. We're going to go back to Isaiah chapter 60 for just a second. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 6. Isaiah 60, verse 6. And the verse, chapter 60, verse 6, the multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephrah, all they from Sheba shall come, and they shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. What's missing? The thing that's missing is the myrrh, because this is talking about his second coming. This isn't talking about his coming as a child that we're talking about here in Matthew. This is talking about his return. And when he talks about his return, his second coming, there is no reference to death whatsoever. And we find that there in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 6. Something else we need to look at here just a little bit, and that is we have some folks here that we're talking about. We've got the chief priests, the scribes, the elders, the Pharisees. We've got King Herod, and then we've got the wise men. So there's three groups here that we really are looking at. And those three, the first, as we've kind of made reference to a little bit, the chief priests, the scribes, the elders, the Pharisees, they are the caretakers of the Word of God. They are to bring the Word of God. They're to share the Word of God. They're the protectors of the Word of God. So the truth is always proclaimed. But the problem is, in their doing such, they are lacking something so important, and that is accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior into their heart. They have not done that. And so in turn, then, they are a group here that's kind of, at this point, kind of in the middle. They followed the directions of Herod. Herod commanded that they do this, gathered the chief priests and the scribes and the people together, and he demanded them where Christ should be born. They knew the word. But if they were born again, as John chapter 3 tells us, if they had accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as he has died on the cross and taken their sin away, if they had faith in the coming Messiah, then they would have responded much different. Number one, they may not even have been there to ask, because they would have probably been over to see the Christ child, and they would be bowing down and worshiping him. Instead of that, it didn't affect them at all. And that's what will happen today as you come to church, for instance. You can come and you can sit and the word is proclaimed, the truth is proclaimed. But it is proclaimed, it really doesn't affect you. You know, oh, this church is just like the last church and just like the church before. You need to recognize that you need to be born again. You must come by faith to the Lord Jesus. So many folks today that are sitting in church and going to church every Sunday and faithful to work, but they do not know the Lord Jesus. They're just like these chief priests, scribes, and Pharisees. They just did not let the Holy Spirit into their heart. They did not surrender. They did not ask Jesus to save them and come by faith to them. They did not trust in the coming Messiah. They were just religious folks. And so you would come to church and you would sit here and you would leave and say, well, there's no difference there. And the reason is because you have neglected that wonderful, perfect, most important step. And that is coming by faith to Jesus Christ as your Savior. Trust Him as your Savior. That's so important. So please, please, that you would look to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in Him. So the chief priests, very religious, caretakers of the sweet Word of God, taught the Word of God. But they did not know the one of which they were teaching about, the Lord Jesus Christ. Many, many of pulpits are full of people today that under that same terrible condition, they do not know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. They've never accepted, and yet they're preaching His Word. You must be born again. Don't miss that. Come by faith to the Lord Jesus. That's the first one here. Then the next we're going to take a look at is Herod. So we've got the chief priests that are the caretakers of the Word of God, but yet they don't truly believe it because they do not know the Lord Jesus as their Savior, so they do not have that opportunity. They had the opportunity. They neglected that opportunity to come and to serve. Herod the king. Herod's a first-class jerk. I mean, that's the best word for him. He listened as the chief priests and the scribes told him about these Old Testament prophecies concerning the birth of the King of the Jews, the Lord Jesus. He believed that. But as so many believers, it is only in his head, it wasn't in his heart. And so in turn, we see and know what he did with a vengeance. He turned against them and demanded every child be put to death. And so we have first the chief priests, the teachers of it. And then we have someone in Herod the king that looked at it. I want to know. I need to know. And that's what he was saying. I need to know. And so by doing that then, by saying I need to know, you're thinking that, hey, he wants to come and worship. And that's the words he used. He said in the 6th and 7th verse there, then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired them diligently of what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. So you see, those words were words out of his mouth, but he didn't mean them. He didn't mean a thing he was saying. And that's what happens when you're not born again. You need to be saved. You need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus for salvation. And so please, please trust in the Lord Jesus. So we have the chief priest that taught the Word of God was not concerned when the wise men came and inquired about it. Didn't seem to affect him at all. Said, yeah, here's where it's at. And King Herod, the same. He heard about it and he was, you know, seemed interested. And yet he sent the men and said, you tell me back where this child is and I want to come and worship him. Well, that was a lie. And then we have the third group. The wise men. The wise men. Again, they didn't come and they didn't bow down and they didn't worship Mary. They came to worship the Son of God, the Lord Jesus. And by their gifts that they have bring in multitude and in large fashion, that gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So they were prepared to worship the King of the Jews. They were prepared to worship God here on earth. They knew that through him life would come, and through him salvation to us would come by his death with the myrrh, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So you see, they truly were wise men. They saw the light. They traveled all this distance. They sought to find out where that light was going to lead them. And they had that wonderful question concerning, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. You see, the Spirit has led them to come and bow down and worship the King. What a wonderful day. They followed the light all the way till they found the Christ child, the Lord Jesus. And you need to do the same. You need to follow the light. When you're hearing the word of God, that's the light. Follow the light. And by following the light, you will come to the Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so please trust in him. Come to him. And so once again, the first group, the teachers of the word of God that do not believe the word of God, we still have so many. And when you find somebody that uses the word reverend, just stay away. Just stay away from them. Because if they're wanting to be called Reverend so-and-so, then they're taking the glory. They think they're something. No, we're just messengers of the Word of God. I've been a pastor for many, many years, and I don't want folks to call me Reverend. They can call me by my name. They can call me pastor. They can call me those things. But please do not say reverend so-and-so. Don't do that. Because our reverence, our praise needs to go to our Father and Son and Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit guides us to the Son, and the Son brings us right to the Father. So we can praise them and honor them. And so we need to be wise men. We need to follow the light and not be stumbling around by the darkness. Some doctor of theology, you know, they're a doctor of ignorance in many, many cases. It's simple. It is such a joy to preach the Word of God and to teach the Word of God and watch folks to be saved. But we still have those chief priests, scribes, elders, and Pharisees around. We still have King Herod's around. We got all those things still exist as it did back at this time. Nothing has changed. We just need to be the wise men. We need to be the wise men. We need to stand up and stand true to the Word of God and follow and walk each day. Herod here, he professed but did not possess. And that's exactly what took place. The wise men, on the other hand, those that sought it, found it. And you will too, if you will seek after the Word of God. You will find this, the Holy Spirit, precious, precious Spirit. So down here now to verse 13, and when they were departed, and so what has taken place now in verse 12 first, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. They came seeking the light and bowed down and worshiped the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This young child, again, probably about the age of 2. And so as we enjoy this beautiful picture, understand that the Lord showed them, I don't want you going back. I don't want you talking to Herod. Just go. And so they depart another way. Verse 13. Now, when they were given direction in verse 12 not to go back to Herod, Joseph was also being directed. And when they depart, and when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. So, not only the wise men were given instructions, and it seems that Joseph was given further instruction. And so by those orders, they would leave and leave immediately. The Greek word here for take and to flee gives us the knowledge that it's an action, an immediate action, with no delay. And so go immediately, go now, don't wait till morning, go now. And if you'll notice, they went by night. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. So it would seem that they went immediately, as they were commanded to go. Now, we're coming into Egypt. And the word tells us in verse 15, was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. So it was a fulfillment of prophecy. God knew what was going to take place, that they were going to need to flee. You know, why flee into Egypt? Number one, it's not as far away as you think. It was someplace that was close by, it was nearby, a short journey, yet out of Herod's reach. Egypt was under the Roman rule, but not under Herod's jurisdiction. So they could go, and that's the reason the Lord directed them there. This evil king was so evil, and the Lord said, you need to go. And so they came down into Egypt. And so we need to understand that it is still, even Egypt at that time, you can't imagine that, but even Egypt at that time was under Roman domain, Roman rule. And so, but Herod had no jurisdiction down there. There were many Jews that had fled to Egypt. It was a place of refuge. And again, it was nearby, and they were fleeing out of Judah at the time. There was much persecution going on, and they came down underneath the rule of, underneath the protection of another ruler, and not of Herod, because he was so evil and wicked. History tells us that about the year 40 A.D., that there is in number somewhere in excess of 1 million Jews in Egypt. That's hard to imagine, but that's what history says. Now, that's all it is just history. So, you know, for Joseph to go down to Egypt was not really a strange thing, because there were many in Egypt, many family members. And so now we find in verse 14 again, when he arose immediately, went by night. Jesus at the time was probably somewhere between 2 and 4 years old when they went into Egypt. We're not sure how long he stayed. We're not told of that, but we know that that they went down until Herod was dead and God told them, and then they returned. And so we have this picture here. So we have the birth of the Lord Jesus, the wise men coming to worship and praise him, the Lord Jesus, not Mary, not anybody else. And we know that they had moved from the barn, the stable, they had moved into a house, and they were living there. Joseph, being a carpenter, probably found immediate work and went on. And so now here comes these wise men, and they were wise men. We need to be wise. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?